Hello, motherfuckers, and thank you for joining me, Mary Poppins, on my podcast, ESPM, where if it doesn't affect you emotionally, spiritually, physically, or mentally, do not pay it no attention, do not give it no life, dead that shit, you feel me? We want to do our self-care check-in before we even get started today. Did you drink your water? Did you take your vitamins? Did you stretch? Did you brush your teeth? Did you wash your ass? And most importantly, are you minding the business that pays you? Because that's the only way to live life. It's to mind the business that pays you. You feel me? Because if it doesn't pay you, pay it no attention. That's our theme. Pay it no attention if it doesn't pay you. Okay? And as always, I want to just let you know, like my favorite artist says, India Ari, don't be offended. These are all my opinions. Ain't nothing that I'm saying law. This is a true confession of life learned lessons that I was sent here to share with y'all. So whatever's on my spirit, whatever's on my heart, whatever I am being pushed to say, to let y'all know, to feel me, that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying any 100% facts. If I am saying facts, I will let you know where to go look it up. Go Google it. Anything I'm saying is Googleable. And if you can't Google it, I'm going to let you know that it's an opinion, and this is what I come up from my readings and my findings and my experiences in life. So thank you for joining me. We're gonna get started. If you guys have been fucking with me for a minute, you know that I've had this show. This is the second season. This is episode 2, part 2 of the first show, which was Watch the Company You Keep. I did an episode just recently, maybe a few days ago, and I was talking about how you want to watch the company you're keeping, why it's okay to cut people off, why it's important to cut people off for your mental health, for your mental wealth. We talked about Mike Tyson. We talked about a few things. So if you want to go back and listen to that, that'd be great. That's part one of Watch the Company You Keep. We also talked about the limbic system, which is part of our parts in our brain, and how that affects the bonds and why we act how we act, and how we should, you guys should go get, do this little test on the internet. It's, you look at brain health assessment, and Amen Clinics will come up, and you will be able to, go click on that, have a brain health assessment, and it can give you an idea of what parts of your brain are overactive, underactive, and how you can help yourself to just kind of help your brain calm out, mellow yourself out, and be able to live and have a healthier, happier life. And so with that reason why I brought the limbic system up is because that is exactly why the connections that we have with people, why they hurt us when we break them, and why it's so hard to break them, especially when we're in a unhealthy relationship, unhealthy friendship, a relationship between a husband and a wife, a friend, family members, relationships that we think we're supposed to have, we're supposed to keep. We have a hard time breaking them because of the bonds that are created in our head, and these chemicals that are created, they create these limbic bonds and emotional bonds that we have to heal. And you have to think about it as literally your hands or your feet. Like, our brain, we don't really pay much attention to our brain because we don't see it. It's literally like an out of sight, out of mind type of thing, because we don't even realize we're using our brains. Our brains are doing things and saying things before we even get to that part, and before we even do it, and we don't realize it. So it's like out of sight, out of mind, but you got to think about it like a body part. You got to think about it as your hand. You got to think about it like when we watched the movie Saw, and how in order for that person in the first Saw, the order for that man, I believe it was a man, to be free, he had to saw off his foot, right? And he did not want to saw off his foot, but the only way for him to be free was to saw off his foot. That is similar to the bonds that we create in our brain with other people. We have these bonds that are holding us. However, in order for us to be free, we need to break them. But we don't want to break them. In the movie Saw, that person didn't want to cut off their foot. We normally wouldn't want to break a body part or to heal, to get free, to do anything. So with that movie, in order to be free, that person had to cut their foot off. And that's the same with our brain and these bonds with these people. In order for us to heal and for us to be better and for us to be healthier, we have to disconnect with these bonds. And although we are connected through the chemicals in our brain and we've created these bonds in our head, it starts with us understanding how important it is that we know we have to heal. And that is something that we have to actively do. So you know you have to heal, which helps you know that once you do this, once you break this bond, there's healing that's going to happen, but you will be better. It's hard to do. It's easier said than done, but it's something that we need to remind ourselves. Yes, there will be healing and we will be able to move forward. But first, we have to break this bond. I know I will be okay, but first it has to be broken. And I wanted to elaborate on some of the reasons why we have to break these bonds and why they are unhealthy for us. In our last show, we had talked about Shanquilla Robinson and how she had went on this 25-year-old black woman went to Cabo, Mexico with her friends and she was murdered. She was beaten, basically beaten to death. Her friend beat her. And she died 15 minutes after her injuries. A problem with this is, A, you went on a trip with your friends and your friend beat you. Like, it wasn't even a fair fight where you was putting up a fight. After the first couple of hits, your friend should have, first of all, she shouldn't have been putting her hands on you in the first place. But if that's the type of relationship y'all have, y'all fight sometimes. After a couple of hits and she's seen you not fighting back, she should have stopped fighting you. So she didn't give a fuck about Shanquilla at all because she kept fighting her. The girls, she dragging her like a rag doll, like it's cute. B, you have your friend, your other friend there watching the fight. C, you have another friend there. B, your friends are watching the fight, not interfering. Like, hey, you know what? Y'all doing too much. Okay, you got your hits in. Separate. C, you have somebody recording that video. And D, somebody who recorded the video released it into the world. So you have four parts where it's just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? And it makes you question the people that you hang around. Now it's like, well, how do I know what type of people I hang around so that I don't end up in a situation like this? Now, I'm not sure you can find this happening amongst family, but friends, for sure. You definitely want to watch the company you keep when it comes to your friends. Yes, family, in part one, that's what was we were talking about. We were talking about any relationship. But with this one, I want to more focus on the relationships between the people, not the people that you have to love or you feel like you have to love because they're blood, but the people you choose to love. And that's the thing. These are the people you choose to be a part of your life. So you can also choose to remove them, to dismiss them, to get that cancer out of your system so that they're not bringing you down or potentially causing you any harm. You want to be careful with the company you keep because people are jealous. Some people are just born beautiful. Some people have to put makeup on for them to feel beautiful. Some people are beautiful and don't understand it or feel it. Some people have beautiful curly or beautiful thick long hair. Some people have bald heads and they just don't understand. They have alopecia. They don't understand why their hair is not growing here or what's happening. Some people have beautiful, perfect teeth. Me, I have small teeth with spaces in between, cracks. There's all types of people all over the world. And unfortunately, majority of the people are not happy in the skin that they are in. They wish they could do something. Like, look at yourself in the mirror right now. If there was one thing that you could change, what would it be? Right? Me, my gut, right? I want my gut to go away. I wish I had smaller feet. You know, I have all of these insecurities about myself. And that can go to one of two ways, right? I can either internalize that and, you know, be like, all right, these are the things I don't like about myself. I can go pay to get it better. I can save some money, get me a BBL. I can learn how to do makeup. I can get my nose done. I don't need my nose done. I can go get breast enlargement. You know, I can go get things to make me feel better about myself. Or I can look at other people who have it and be jealous of it. I can put that shit out into the world. I can hate her because her body is better than mine. I can hate her because she sings better. I can hate him because he smells better. He doesn't have an odor. Now, I'm not saying I have an odor. Don't get it twisted, motherfuckers, okay? Because these are examples, okay? Examples. Don't get it fucked up, okay? Don't get it fucked up. I'm just saying. These are examples. These are coulda, wouldas, okay? Not happens, okay? But I can be jealous of anything, and I can put that out into the world. I can turn that around, and I can be like, hey, you stupid ass bitch. That's why I don't like her. That's why, you know, anything that person, that bitch fucking breathing gets on my nerves because I'm jealous. Or that person is jealous. You have people who are in competition with you, and you don't even know you in competition with those people. You got people who, you have goals and dreams that you set for yourself, and you have people who are jealous of that. That you have people who are jealous that you get up off your ass and you go fight for your dreams. You go work for your dreams, or you do whatever it is that you got to do for yourself. There are people who have other issues that they don't talk about, so anybody's happiness is a hindrance to them. And I can understand that. Because I have somewhat of that mind state right now, but that's another podcast for another day. You have people who feel like you need to be brought down a notch because they feel like your happiness gets on their nerves. You understand? Just for no reason. They just feel, and it's because they don't know how to be that happy. They don't understand, even probably with all the things that are going on in your life that's going wrong. They don't understand how you still find joy. They don't understand how you still find the will to live, how you still find the will to do things, to pursue your dreams and your goals. They don't understand that. So they feel like you need to be brought down a notch because they don't have the nerve and the ability to do what you do. They don't know how you get the nerve and the ability to do what you do. They don't know you at home reading, studying, or practicing, making 101 mistakes and showing us what you did on the 102nd time. They have no idea. And that's usually what happens with jealousy. People have no idea what the fuck is going on. They just see the fucking completed product and they're like, that's fucking beautiful. How the fuck that bitch do that? The fuck is going on? She's a fucking liar, scumbag. I gotta bring her down a notch. Like that fucking, like Belly. When, you feel me, the niggas is getting ahead and winning in the game. And that nigga take the banana, he bite a piece, and he go, I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. And he do some shit to fucking stop some shit, right? Jealousy. You have people who are haters. I hate the word haters so much. But you have people who are just not happy for your happiness. And those people are sometimes your friends. Those are not even people who hate you from far out. Those are people who hate you from the inside in. That's friendly fire right there. That's friendly fire right there. What happened to Shanquilla was friendly fire because it happened within her ranks. Those was her people. Just like what happened with Takeoff, right? We just recently, RIP, we just recently lost Takeoff to his own people. Not the ops. They wasn't looking. Those people aren't looking for somebody to go retaliate. Shanquilla's people aren't looking to retaliate and to fight what happened because they're the ones who did it. Friendly fucking fire. Rest in peace, Shanquilla. Rest in peace, Takeoff. These people passed away from friendly fire. People that they love and trusted in their camp. How, Sway? You have to be careful of the company you keep because you don't know the intentions of everybody around you. You have to watch how people look at you. You have to watch how people respond. You have to watch how people show love. You have to watch how people move when you have good news versus when you have bad news. And you have to move accordingly for you and what's important for you. You have to do things that elevate your happiness. And if you have to be selfish, that's fine. Like I mentioned before, just for an example, Shanquilla's, in her case, her friends recorded the video, right? And posted the video. Didn't help her fight. Didn't protect her. Didn't get the girl up off of her. Just told her, dang, Shanquilla, at least fight back. Like, at least get some hissy and Shanquilla just, like, at least did it. That's what the man said. These are the things. And also, with that being said, these are the things that happened within that time. Your friends murdered you. Murder is the icing on the cake. Your friends murdered you, right? They recorded you getting beat. They posted it on social media to embarrass you, even in death, right? Is it to embarrass her in death or is it to post who may have been involved? Like, I was there, I'm posting it, this she got beat up, right? But I say that to say that was the icing on the cake. Murder was it. That's all that they can do to her, right? Now they're trying to put shame on her name by showing that video, showing her getting hurt and the person in the background. Like, what's the point of the video unless you coming forth and being like, this is what happened and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, what have you been through? What type of disrespect and, you know, what kind of broken loyalty has happened within that friend group, you know? I've been in friendships where people hurt me. I try to maintain relationships with people who hurt me or have done me dirty. I've been friends with people who have destroyed other relationships. Like, I was in love with somebody and, you know, I'm telling her the things that's going on. And, you know, when you talking to a man or whoever your significant other, if he's in a relationship, he married, divorced, whatever his situation is, you be telling your friend. And when she finds out information, she come to you. Well, this friend, instead of coming to me, she went immediately to this person's significant other and told all my information. Luckily, my name on social media is not my real name. So the girl went looking for my real name and found the person who has a similar name as me, who was also a person who did music. So she went looking for a person, found the right person, but in reality, she found the wrong person. She just found the person with my same name and same similar things that we do. But all of that happened and it didn't have to happen. A friend put me in that position. I know a friend who went on a trip that turned into an emergency situation and the people that she went there with left her for dead. I've had friends who try to put me in a position to fail, or they start moving funny and you don't really understand why. Like, why did this happen? Why did this happen? And sometimes they want to talk, sometimes they don't. So, you know, they confusing you. I've had people like hang out with their friends, abusers, and the person be so broken and hurt by what the abuser did, they can't even see what's really going on. They can't see that the person that they're still friends with is not a good person for them because they would hang out with somebody who would rob you, steal you, and potentially kill you. You have to be careful of those type of people. I just burped, excuse me. But this is a real show, real people. This is what really happens. You want to be wary of those type of people. You don't want to fuck with people who hang out with your abusers and have reasons why they continue to fuck with them or why they can't stand up for you when it comes to their abuser or to your abuser, right? You want to not fuck with people who are forgetful when it comes to you on a regular basis. Somebody who not every time they come to you, they go, I forgot. Unless they have a memory problem, right? Unless you have a friend who forgets everything all the time. You don't want to fuck with somebody who always forgets when it comes to you. Recently, I've had somebody say that to me. Oh my God, I forgot. This person doesn't even live in the same state as me. So you forgetting something is kind of a big deal because you can't just come back over next week and send it. You have to bring it. You would have to mail it to me. It becomes a whole issue. I have people who told me they were going to send me things that they didn't send me. And, you know, to me, I was going through something in my life. And in that time, my whole thought was, don't tell me nothing that you ain't going to do. Don't make no promises you can't keep. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not cool. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. You have to fight for relationships for people who can't remember you. You want to watch being friends with people who are cheap. And I'm not saying cheap people throughout their whole life. Everything they do is cheap. They always trying to get a deal. No. I'm talking about people who don't ever support your businesses. People who don't ever buy you gifts. People who will never take you out to dinner. People who don't ever make you dinner. People who don't ever show you any love. People who are cheap with their love and their affections. Not cheap just with money. Cheap with how they love you. They only give it to you here and there when they can. Not all the time. Because when in reality, we need love all the time. We don't need to talk and be in love every single second of every single day. But you do have friendships like that. I have seen many friendships where the best friends need to talk every day. If you don't answer her phone call, it's a problem. So you have to think about that. The things that people will do for people that they love. I've always been the person that's understanding. And I'd be like, it's okay. It's okay. So what I have noticed in my life and in my relationships and in my friendships with other people, people are always giving me excuses for why they can't show up or why they can't do this and that they said they were going to do because I have an understanding personality. I'm always saying, it's okay. Oh, I understand. I get it. But I think what needs to happen, and that's just with people in reality, is it's fine to understand mishaps that happen in people's lives. However, when there's always a mishap and you can't never show up or be there or do something for me, and I would do the same for you, and I would do something for you, I have done something for you, I've visited you, I've been on trips with you, I've done these things for your birthday, I've spent money on your birthday, you know, like, I've come out of, you know, like, when you know your friend's situation and you see the effort, you appreciate that. So when you know your friend's situation and you see that there's no effort, you're like, what the fuck? I just don't mean shit. And sometimes there can be effort because there are issues, but when there is never any effort, like, okay, you got a bitch who's broke. She ain't got no money. She can't do this. Okay, well, bitch, if you get food stamps, buy some shit. Make me a cake or something. Do something from the heart. People, we need people. We need bonds. We need that. We need people to show us that they love us. That's why people have love languages. And that's why it's important for all of us to know what our love languages is, know what our love languages are, and to openly share that with the people in our lives so that they know A, how to love us, and B, if they are even capable of that, so they can see their way out of your life if they can't fuck with you how you need to be fucked with. That's just simple, quick maths. You know what I'm saying? Real simple, real quick. There are 7 principles that I wanted to share with people about having healthy relationships and a healthy and rewarding relationship. And the last podcast was more about healing, right? And I just want to reiterate that before you can heal and have a healthy relationship between other people, you have to heal yourself. You have to work on healing yourself. And that's going to be another podcast. That's probably going to be the next podcast where we talk more about the steps that we can take to heal our limbic system and the bonds that we've created and the bonds that we break that need to be healed. And I'm just going to share a lot of the things that I've learned and my experiences in my life and all that kind of stuff. And that's going to be the next article, more in detail about how to heal and how to have self-care and show yourself self-love and give yourself mental breaks and give yourself grace and how to give grace to others. But today, we want to just go over 7 principles of for your life. And I'm saying for relationships, but this is just 7 principles of life, right? How you can have a healthy life, how you can have a healthy relationships and be able to live happily. First, you want to take responsibility for keeping your important relationship strong. So you want to take responsibility for your part and holding up your end of the bargain in that relationship. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you have a deal. You like, I'm your friend and you gonna do this and I'm gonna do this. Now, you're not literally saying it, but that's, you're in agreement. Like, we're gonna be friends, we're gonna go trips together, I'm gonna buy you gifts, we're gonna celebrate together, we're gonna do that. You wanna take responsibility on keeping up your end. Okay, so you can't make it to this party this time. You wanna make it to the next one. Put that on your calendar. Oh, you couldn't visit your friend this time, but they visited you last time. Oh, you wanna make sure you put it on your calendar. You having some struggles, and you know you always say you're gonna do this and you can't never do it. You're gonna go out of your way this time to make sure your friend know that you are taking them seriously, your friendship seriously, and that's important to you. Because there's only so many times you can, as a friend, you can continue to fuck up or not come through and be like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Because I hate people who say sorry, who do shit and then say sorry later. Because those people will never respect you or your relationship. The relationship they have with you. Because they're going to always do what the fuck they want to do, regardless of how you feel. And then expect you to forgive them later. And those people are not being responsible for their end of the friendship or the relationship. So you want to always be responsible for your end of the relationship. Make sure you're doing your part. Don't ever take any relationship that you have for granted. You never, this life, we may, who knows where what life leads after this. If we are reincarnated, if we learn our life lessons and we vibrate to a higher plane, and maybe we get to be with our loved ones on that plane. But don't take any relationships on this planet right now as we live and breathe for granted. Do not take any relationship that we have right now for granted. Like I said, if people need to be cut out your life because they are taking you for granted, cut them off, bitch. Cut them people off. Cut them off, bitch. Cut them people off. But don't be the person taking the relationship for granted. Appreciate everything that comes with that relationship. Weigh the pros and cons if you need to. And if the pros outweigh the cons, you need to be thankful for that relationship. Never take it for granted. You want to protect your relationship. You don't want to dog it. You don't want to talk bad on it to anybody else. You don't want people to be free to have opinions on the friendships, the relationships that you have with other people. You want to make sure that you are healing and you aren't talking from a place of anger when it comes to that relationship, because you could be harming it without even knowing it. And which leads to clarifying any hurt. So if any issue has happened, you want to clarify that. Whenever there is a question, I'm just going to read this part. Whenever there is a question of motivation or intention, check with them about their behavior or motives. You cannot read other people's minds. And that is one of my biggest problems, is I don't necessarily clarify the hurt. And with me, I think I give people so many chances and I watch people's moves and I feel like I know their motives, that I assume that this is what people are thinking and this is what people are doing. I really do go off people's actions because I feel like their actions speak louder than words, and people will tell me anything. But if you really and truly love, and you really, the relationship you have is a respectful relationship and you can trust them, and you know that they aren't a scam artist and you know that they have good intentions, make sure you clarify that relationship. Make sure you clarify any hurt. Make sure you check in with those people just to double check and let them know this is how you feeling, and you know, you just want to make sure there's no bad blood because you love them. There are some people you don't need to clarify with because they keep showing you, they keep dogging you. You don't need them to gaslight you and try to be a narcissist and try to turn the shit around on you and try to make you feel some type of way. Like, sometimes shit is just fucking obvious and you need to fucking move on. But when people are important to you and that relationship is important to you, you want to clarify any hurt. Also, notice what you like more than what you don't like. It's easy to notice what irritates you and what frustrates you in a relationship. Like, that bitch always breathing hella loud. Every time that bitch fucking eat a piece of chicken, she fucking inhale it. Like bitch, breathe. Like, good grief. Like, she always walk hella heavy. Like, every time she get out the car, she slam the fucking door like heavy headed ass bitch. Like, every time the nigga come over here, he stink. Now that's a problem. He needs to get that nigga some soap or something, you feel me? But don't focus on the things that you don't like so much, because if you focus on those things, those things are going to stand out every time it happens. And again, that comes with healing, because if you're healed, every little thing doesn't bother you. When your tooth is broken, everything you eat hurts. You take a bite of something. I had some ice cream with nuts in it because I like nuts. I had ice cream with nuts in it and bit down on a broken tooth. Pain. Hello? The freak? You can't fucking do anything when the pain is still there. So you want to heal yourself first. Make sure you are a joy to be around first. And then when you go around other people, when things that they don't like, they do, you won't be so much, you won't be bothered by it because you healed, you unbothered. Some things they can't help, so you're not bothered by it. You fresh, you like, whatever. So heal first, but also when you're in those groups, when you're hanging out, don't notice all the negativity first. Maintain and protect trust. Do not put yourself in any situation where your person, your friend, your family member believes that you are doing them dirty. They should not even believe that. You shouldn't even put them in a position to question your loyalty to them. So many relationships fall apart because of a violation of trust. Because you think somebody's doing something behind your back. And nobody knows, nobody's clarifying anything. So you just continue to believe and think certain things. Who knows? You thinking it so much, maybe you even manifesting it. But these people need to make sure that they are maintaining. You need to make sure you are maintaining and protecting the trust that you have in that relationship. Make sure you're doing your part. Because if they violate you, then you know what? You can move the fuck forward. You don't need to clarify shit. You move the fuck on. But you want to make sure you're doing your part too. Don't be the one that people are taking that is taking people for granted and is the one that's breaking the trust. Okay? And number 7, deal with difficult issues. That one is also something that's hard for me because I don't like confrontation. And I feel like as my friend, you know me, you know what I like and what I dislike. I tell people all the time what bothers me, so I feel like people should know, but that's not always the case. So when there is a difficult situation and it is somebody who would not do something like this to you or you've never had an altercation like this before, you haven't experienced this with them before, you haven't seen them like this with anybody else before, you want to deal with that difficult issue so that there are no misunderstandings and y'all can move forward and continue to be friends and to experience things together and to, you know how just to move forward. And that's important, because once you have that conversation about how y'all gonna be open with each other and talk to each other, and then something happens again and you realize you can't be open with that person, you have a decision to make. Is this relationship beneficial to my emotional, spiritual, physical, or mental well-being? That's something you have to ask yourself. After you've been betrayed, you have to find out what your limit is. When is enough enough for you, right? When are you going to see that that friend is a jealous friend? When are you going to see that that friend is in competition with you, right? When are you going to see that? Once you see that, it's on you to take action. Because if you allow them to continue to act this way and you don't do anything, but you allow yourself to continue to be hurt, we go back to the part one where Mike Tyson said they are your masters if you allow them to control how you feel. And by that, he meant if they do something bad to you and you don't talk to them ever again, that they're controlling you. I took it another way. I took it in the sense that if you make me feel some type of way that I'm not myself and I continue to hang around you, you are my master, because I'm not strong enough to leave this relationship. I'm not strong enough to be myself and be happy. I'd rather just be with you because it's more comfortable. But you disrespect me, and I decide that I'm going to sever these ties. I'm no longer going to allow these things in my life to hurt me. I'm going to move on. That's me being strong. That's me taking my power back. You are not my God. I will forgive you, but I do not serve you. I have moved on. I will be moving on. So that's just what it needs to be. You need to fight for what's important to you. But love those who love you. Love hard on those who love you, right? Because it's hard to find people who are genuine. Don't love people who you want to be like. Don't love people because you want to be a part of a crowd. You want to be a part of a group. Don't love people because you see where they're the potential of where they possibly are going in life. Don't love them for what they can do for you. Love the people who will be there for you at your highest and at your lowest. Don't be with people who just know how to support you at your lowest, because those people like to see you down. And they don't like when you up, because when you up, that's possibly better than them. People who are always there for you when you down, people who will jump to you when you down, those aren't the type of people that I suggest you be around. People be like, I'll be there for you when you need me, when you're down. I heard Marlon Wayne say that one time, that I'm not the person you hit when you winning. When you losing, that's when you hit me. Marlon. And I always thought, Marlon, why can't I hit you when I'm winning and when I'm losing? I don't want to hear how happy you are. I want to hear when you're struggling. Why? How does my struggle make you feel? Does it make you feel better about your situation? Because misery loves company. So people who are miserable, when they jump on the bandwagon or when they jump on you when you're going through things, you want to dismiss them because they being nosy. They want to be around just to know what's going on, just to know that you're suffering and that what you're putting online, or you don't look as good as or feel as good as you look or whatever. Be wary of people who are only around you when you winning and when you doing good and when you got everything going great in your life. because those people be trying to win and trying to siphon your energy as well. You want to be around people who are there and your ups and your downs. There for your ups and your downs. They want to be there for you at all times. When you winning, they happy and they smiling and they crying with you. And when you losing, they hugging you, rubbing your back, and they crying with you. You want to maintain those type of relationships. You don't want too high on this level, too low on this level. You want things to be balanced. Health, happiness is balance, right? When you tip the scales, things don't go as they should. Unless you need to tip the scale for a small period of time, just to get things back on track. And then you bring that scale, you bring the balance back. But you need to have there needs to be a balance. There needs to be a healthy give and take. There does not need to be a take. It needs to be give and take, because that's the only way that you can live. You cannot give anybody water or feed anybody if your well is dry. There's no way you can do that if your well is dry. You have to be replenished. You have to. It's important. So that's the takeaway for things, right? You want to be the best person that you can be. And you want to have the best relationships that you can have, because good relationships make us feel good. People who have good relationships live longer. Right? You feel better. You live longer. When you're angry, you anxious, people who are stressed out, angry all the time, they die quicker because they're hurting themselves. So good, positive connections help you. They heal you. They help heal your body as well. And that's another story for another podcast, but good relationships are healthy for us. A lot of us like to buy into that idea that I don't need nobody. I can do this all by myself. I came in this world alone. Well, you got to come into a realization that none of us came into this world alone. There is literally not one person on this earth who came in this world by themselves. And I know y'all talk about, I did come out the cooch by myself. I'm not a twin. But you wasn't alone because your mama was there. 9 times out of 10, another doctor was there. Your daddy was there. Your mama's sister, grandma, somebody was there. Supporting her, helping her. Somebody caught you. Somebody cut your cord. Somebody washed you. Somebody taught your mom how to feed you. Somebody gave you some formula. You did not come in this world by yourself with nothing to help you get started. Along the way, people may have dropped the ball, and that's where you and your age that you are right now at this time where you're listening to this podcast, you start picking up the tools and you start finding what you need to help you get where you need to go. But you did not come in this world by yourself. So you got to stop believing that lie that you came in this world by yourself and you all you need to get by, because you're not. Mary J. Blige say, you're all I need to get by. Like sweet morning dew. Don't get me started. But we need other people, y'all. That's just the story of life. That's how you create life, by having two people come together and doing the nasty and getting real nasty with it and creating a beautiful, wonderful life. And we want to give those opportunities, those lives, an opportunity to have a beautiful life. And the only way we are so far into this earth and in this world right now, that we don't have no clue how to be happy as a whole. But we got to start with ourselves. I'm talking to the man in the mirror. I'm asking him things strange. At the end of the day, you got to change who you are for the better. You have to get healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually before you can become a better person for somebody else and before you can treat somebody better. Because either you're going to be treating somebody better and hurting yourself, or treating other people like shit and putting yourself on a pedestal. You got to have a balance. We all have to have a balance for us to all be happy. Right? So, that's the message. You have to put in the work. Everything is work. You have to put in the work for you to be healthy. And everybody knows anything worth something is hard work. So these easy relationships that just come out the blue where you just feel like you've known these people forever, that's possible. It is possible to know that you feel like you've known somebody forever. But you have to do the work for shit to be successful, because who knows? You may have known this energy, this entity in a past life, and in a past life, y'all had problems before. So yeah, you may have known them. It may feel like you've known them forever because your spirit's reconnecting. However, y'all have not solved that problem from the last time. So you've been brought around again for the second time or the 100th time. Who knows how many times we reincarnate here. But you have all these opportunities to make things right. You have to try to heal yourself. We are living in a time of healing, not forgiveness right now. So you have to heal in order for you to forgive. Heal yourself. Heal your hearts, beautiful people. Make sure you watch out and look out for certain type of people in your life. Look out for the yes man who tells you yes, even when you know you need somebody to tell you no. Look out for the people who jokingly put you down as a joke. How your little business doing? Sometimes I catch myself saying little, and I'm like, I'm not even saying little to be rude. I'm just saying it. And it's like, you have to catch yourself. So don't be friends with people who don't catch themselves with that. Like, just because you say something and you make a mistake, don't mean you have to live with that. Like, you can be admit that. Like, oh, I fucked up. I didn't mean to say little. My bad. How's your big business doing? Separate yourself from people who don't want to see you win and show it all the time on a regular basis. It's been real. My loved ones, I want you to look in the mirror and say some affirmations to yourself. Bitch, I'm fine. You're fine. I look good. I smell good. I'm smart. I am going to pick up and obtain knowledge to make myself great. I am going to have a good day. I am going to show love. I am going to give love out into this world. I am going to feel love. I am beautiful. Say those things to yourself. And always remember, people, if it doesn't affect you emotionally, spiritually, physically, or mentally, do not give it no attention. Pay it no mind. Do not give it no life. Kill it dead. You're dead, man. I kill you. You're dead. Also, you want to check out my friend, Moody Treats. Moody Treats and Moody Beauty, both on Instagram and Facebook. Moody Treats for your edibles and Moody Beauty for your beautiful, your makeup, eyelashes, lip glosses, lipsticks. She has a arrangement of different things. So a variety of different things, an arrangement, a variety of different things. So please go check her out. Moody, M-O-O-D-Y, Beauty, M-O-O-D-Y, Moody Treats, T-R-E-A-T-S. So please go check that out. Also, if you are not following me on Instagram, please follow me on Instagram. That is Mary Poppins Music on Instagram. That's M-A-R-Y. POPINZMUZIK. Please follow me on Instagram. If you're not, tap in. You have some stories you want to talk about. Anything, just let me know. Send me that on Instagram. It's very simple. Instagram. Or you can email me at nrninc@gmail.com. If you have any questions, you have any subjects, topics you want to talk about, please send me an email. Please put in the title, in the subject line, so I know exactly what it is, exactly who it's for. Please put ESPM questions and I will check it out. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are very much appreciated. If you are looking for a reason to get started to live your dream, this is it right now. This is your sign. You don't have, things don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have the perfect pitch. You don't have to have all the money. You just have to have the, you just have to have the idea and the drive. Get on the go, okay? It has been real, my beautiful people. Until next time, I will see y'all beautiful people later.